Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, another week and another loss for the Browns. This one maybe puts the nail in the coffin for the season as they lose to the Broncos. It's hard to believe we are where we are.
Yeah, it is. And what are they, 2-6 now, which would mean they'd have to go 8-0 or 7-1 to even have a fighting chance. It doesn't mean you quit playing now. Here's what fans must understand, and I'm gonna lay this on the line because I know what's been going on in Cleveland with you guys and the rest of it. Here's what happens. When everything's going good and you're getting your ass kissed and we're telling everybody how great they are, boy, everybody wants to be your friend and fans love it, and they should. I get it. Everybody's excited. But when you're 2-6, and statistically I can go up and down, lead the league in penalties, turnover differential, they're near the bottom. I mean, we keep going through every single stat. And then when you just want to be a fact teller and say, when they're not playing well, point it out, people get butthurt over.
They're ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And you know what? It's so funny. Oh, the greatest thing, Baker's great. We all believe it. And I think he's still going to be one hell of a player in the league. But when he struggles and you call it out, people are mad at you. Why? Why? And it's classic that there's some yahoo sitting in his living room listening to this who Dustin's given an update on football, and some guy hasn't played since the fourth grade, and he's going to tell Dustin what he does or doesn't know or what you don't know. It's 99% of the fans or 90% are great. But you'll get that one that even when you're getting your ass kicked, do you want to know the truth or do you want to be told what you want to hear? Because I know in cities that win on a regular basis, they're told what they need to hear in New England. They're told what they need to hear in Seattle. So I love it, but there's that handful that every night they just can't take it when you're 2-6. And what do you mean they're not any good? They're not any good right now, period.
That's it.
Doesn't mean I don't love them, because I think Baker Mayfield will still be a star in the league. As I told you guys months ago, I'm never turning my back on the Browns, and they go on a win streak. We can get it done, but coaches' jobs are on the line. Players now are being questioned. The things aren't going well. So while I believe in them, it's okay to be critical of somebody who's 2-6, because right now they're the Miami Dolphins. Now,
that's right.
Soak that
one
in.
Yeah. They have one more win than the Dolphins. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're two games behind the Steelers, Sean. The Steelers lost Ben Roethlisberger, and they're a .500 team.
Yes, and I still believe more in the Browns than the Steelers. I know that sounds crazy because I love them.
No, I understand.
I'm not on here to tell people, and I know you guys aren't, so I'm kind of taking – like I said, I love Browns fans, but it's just in every city.
There's 10% of idiots,
Yeah, there's a handful that just think some guy thinks he knows more about Baker Mayfield's mechanics than I do. Are you out of your damn mind? Okay, are you out of your damn mind? Hell, you telling me from a fan standpoint that you know more about it because you played in the seventh grade would be like me teaching Warren Buffett about finance. Save it. Okay, and I've been telling all along this team can be good. We expected more. Now, does that mean you're going to bury him and make it personal? No, it isn't personal. No, I don't hate Baker. I love him. No, I'm not mad at Odell Beckham. They got to play better. And if you want truth serum, you'll get it right here. If you're looking for ass kissing to tell you, oh, in 2027 they'll be good, well, then find somebody else to tell you that. Because
right.
It was okay when we were telling you how great they were in August. Well,
that's right.
They still got to play well. So the bottom line is when you're not playing well in the NFL, everybody, the other guys get picked, you're going to lose, period. So people who study it and understand it, so if you're watching it fairly and it's not personal, you'll know that they got to get better with their execution or they'll end up 4-12 and you'll be picking in the top five picks.
We're talking.
I don't even know what draft pick they have this year.
I think right now it's 7 or 8.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's that bad. Yeah, good thing they didn't trade it for Trent Williams because they need that pick right now. Sean, all right. Well, this week Kareem Hunt comes back. What kind of role do you think? I mean, he hasn't played in an NFL game in a year. We know how talented he is. What kind of role do you expect him to play?
Well, guys, I think if I'm not mistaken, I did a lot, and I do a study of the Browns a lot. If I'm not mistaken, of all the statistics, at least offensively, there's only one there in the top 10, and that's rushing offense, correct?
I think. That's it.
If I'm not correct, I think because bottom of turnovers differential, bottom of penalties. I mean, they're the worst in the league. It's close to the worst in the league. It's turnovers and penalties, they are the worst in the league. So, you know what he adds? And he's a hell of a football player. And I know the last time we saw him in uniform, he was making plays, and then all the stuff that went on. Now he's in Cleveland. I'm judging him from what he's going to do on the field right now because he's done his time that the NFL says in the Browns. I personally, what he's going to give you, now, I don't know if he's, you know, it's one thing to be in great condition. It's another thing to be in that football playing, take a pound and hit type of shape. So I would expect that he would, that they would mix him in and kind of play it and see how he's doing. If he has two plays in a row where he catches the ball for 12 and then runs one for six, leave him in. Let's feel it. You got a good back. Now it's a time where you can weave them both in. We know Nick can run it, and now you've got an extra dimension to stretch the field in the passing game as well. So I'm actually really excited to see where, you know, see them go on a little bit of a run here, see how they implement what Freddie does offensively to get Kareem Hunt the ball. He is a dynamic football player, but he's got to get his touches, and they'll weave him in. I don't know how fast or urgent, but, hell, he's getting paid. The ball ain't heavy. Let's get it to him and see what he does with it.
Sean Salisbury is our guest. Sean, Freddie Kitchens today says he doesn't look at stats. That's concerning.
Well, there are certain stats I don't look at. I don't really care what the ratings were on a Monday night football game. I don't care on third. Those things don't bother me.
I'm with you there.
You know, everybody has a different approach, okay? I don't know if, and you know my affinity for Freddie, but if you're not looking at stats, it's analytics. It's evidence.
Yeah.
Stats are evidence. Some can be misleading. Throwing stats at the end of a game when you've thrown for 200 yards in the fourth quarter when you're down 30, I get that. But they break down every single stat. It's evidence, man. And the best teams in sports aren't, I mean, you've got to have some emotional part, be tied into the game with the naked eye and the eye test. But you also got to be tied into to some analytics, man. In baseball, if Lindor, if you throw him fastballs down and he hits 90% of them on with one strike, guess what? I ain't throwing him a fastball down with one strike. Okay, I'll play those odds. So, and that's probably, I think it's probably a toss away line by Freddie. Man, I don't look at stats. Of course he does. You're gonna look at a stat. What if a receiver's open? He's dropped six balls in space. Of course, that's a tell. It's a tell when a guy if on third or in the red zone you continually come up short and you're kicking field goals. It's a tell. So, yeah, you look at stats. So, yeah, I'm with you, Dustin. And, you know, I know they get irritable when players ask him, but stats can be over. It can be misleading. But I'll tell you what stats aren't misleading. Penalties, turnovers, red zone touchdowns. Those are three that I damn well know that if you're at the bottom of the league in two or three of them, you ain't winning squat. Okay? So that's a stat you might want to look at if it's going to look at any. There's about 3 to 4 to 5 that you must understand how to get those better.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790. Sean, let's talk about other things around the league. Impressive win by the Baltimore Ravens against the New England Patriots. I mean, the Patriots obviously had been dominating everybody, and the Ravens really took it to them. And what I thought was most impressive was they're up 17-0. They turn the ball over on the punt. The Patriots go in, score 13 straight unanswered in the second quarter. A lot of teams would have folded after blowing that big lead. And they didn't. I thought it was really impressive by the Ravens.
Yeah, extremely. And you know what the most impressive thing? They decided to go. See, I'm into when you're committed to something, right? I don't care what you're committed to or into, whatever it is. If you're going to commit to it, sell out and live with it. And John Harbaugh's done that with this offense. He said, here's what we're going to do. Here's the play. You go call these offense to the coordinator. And we're not going to protect Lamar to the point where we throw 12 times and then we're just going to run it. But we are going to run it. We're near the top of the league, Baltimore. We are. You don't think stats matter? They run it. They play defense. They're pretty good right now. And their quarterback's making plays. Right now, if we go back, you know who's playing best of the draft? My guy Darnold and our guy Mayfield. And you know who's playing the best? Lamar Jackson. Okay? They're utilizing it right. The play calling's been damn near perfection for him, mixing pass and run. And you're right. A lot of teams will wilt against the Patriots when the onslaught starts and they start to creep back in. But then they put their foot down. They did the things necessary. They still played aggressive, and they're buying into something, and they're living with it. And the Baltimore Ravens have become a very, very, not just viable, but real threat. And Lamar Jackson, now that we're talking to Russ Wilson and Deshaun Watson and Christian McCaffrey, guess whose name's now, talking to Ian Rappaport today, guess whose name's being bannered about as the MVP of the league because of what he's doing? Lamar Jackson. Now, we got eight games to go, but you're exactly right. There's that present to the Patriots that can make you wilt, and they didn't back down. Baltimore's real, and I think surprising to us that they have been this real, this fast, this good, this urgently.
Sean Salisbury is with us. Sean, the Browns now, next 2 weeks, will be favored, and they're at home. This weekend, the Buffalo Bills come to Cleveland, and they're hot. I mean, you know, they don't have an explosive offense, but they
haven't beaten anybody.
But they've got a really good defense. What do you expect out of this matchup here this weekend, Sean?
I'll be extremely disappointed if the Browns don't win. I will. And if the Browns don't go on a little bit of a run here. If they don't go on a run and don't not just win, but win where they're feeling good about it, there's something wrong with in the organization. I'm just telling you. But I'm going to tell you then, when I say wrong, that they're, you know, that it's not hitting on all cylinders, somebody's not on the same page, whatever focus, concentration, whatever it is that we want from a distance to say it is, because we're not in the film room and talking to them on the practice field every day. I can tell you this, though. Go ahead and get 12 penalties for 85 yards. Kick 4 field goals in the red zone and turn the ball over 3 times and get complete 58% of your passes and drop 3 balls and give up a home run, you know what's going to happen? They're going to get beat in their own building. Buffalo, while they haven't played any, I know, but we're still 8 games in.
And yep.
they will knock you in your mouth, I'm telling you. So while I think the Browns should win and will win, and there should be a damn sense of urgency in Cleveland with the Browns, the Buffalo Bills, if they think they're just going to – now, they may blow them out, but if they think they're going to walk into the building and Buffalo's just going to say, well, they're 2-6, we better just – it's Cleveland, it's their time, right? We better be the first of the win streak. They are mistaken, because Buffalo will come in and play, and they will – they have no problem playing you physical and knocking you helmet for helmet. Cleveland Browns are going to have to play a good football game to beat them, unlike the beginning of the year when we thought, well, this is a definite win on the schedule. This is a win that you – well, will they? Instead of saying we know they're going to win, we shouldn't be having to question. The Browns are a better football team. Buffalo's playing better right now.
Sean, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you guys,
all right, man.
Thanks. Hang in there.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.